Hello.
Hello, good evening. My name is Ed. I'm calling on behalf of Opinion Research. We're conducting a statewide public opinion poll for South Dakota. Are you a registered voter in the state of South Dakota?
I am.
Thank you. And what is your current official party voter registration? Are you registered as a Democrat or Republican, an independent, or other?
Independent.
Independent, thank you. And there is a proposed constitutional amendment in South Dakota that will provide for the regulation of abortion based on stage of pregnancy. It proposes the following. During the first trimester, it will prevent the state from regulating abortions. During the second trimester, the state could regulate the abortion decision, but any regulation must be reasonably related to the physical health of the mother. During the third trimester, abortion could be prohibited except if it is necessary to preserve the life or health of the pregnant woman, according to her physician. Do you support or oppose this proposed amendment to South Dakota Constitution?
I support it.
Thank you. I know the proposed constitutional amendment in South Dakota would establish open primaries for governor, Congress, state legislator, and county races. All candidates, regardless of party, will be on the same primary ballot, and the top two vote getters will advance to the general election. Do you support or oppose this proposed amendment to South Dakota Constitution?
I don't know. I'm undecided.
Undecided? Okay, thank you. A proposed constitutional amendment in South Dakota will eliminate a state 4.5% grocery tax, prohibiting the state from taxing anything sold for human consumption except alcoholic beverages and prepared food. Municipalities may continue to impose such taxes. Do you support or oppose this proposed amendment to South Dakota Constitution?
I probably support.
Thank you. Will you support or oppose a change in state law to create a school voucher system which will allow parents to use the state tax dollars designated for their child's education to pay to send them to a private or charter school? Support or oppose?
Could you repeat that, please?
Yeah, sure. Will you support or oppose a change in state law to create a school voucher system which will allow parents to use the state tax dollars designated for their child's education to pay to send them to a private or charter school?
I don't think so.
No. You oppose or you undecided?
I'm undecided, I guess.
Okay, thank you. Thinking about candidates running for offices such as governor, senator, or state legislator, how does a candidate's support for Donald Trump factor into your voting decision? We'll only vote for a candidate if they support Trump. More likely to support a candidate if they support Trump. Less likely to support a candidate if they support Trump. Would not vote for a candidate if they support Trump. How that factors into your decision?
Probably the last one.
Will not vote for a candidate that support Trump?
Right.
Okay, thank you. Now we would like to ask you a few questions about the health of democracy. In general, how confident are you that American elections results reflect the will of the people? Are you very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, not at all confident?
Not confident.
Not too confident.
Right.
Okay, thank you. We already have 45%. There's only a few more questions. Thank you so much for your time. Do you accept the outcome of the 2020 presidential election? Yes or no?
Do I accept it?
Do you accept the outcome of the 2020 presidential election? You know, because right now a lot of people don't accept it, but do you accept it?
The 2023?
Yeah, when Biden won instead of Trump, yeah, the 2020 presidential election.
I accept it.
Thank you. How much trust, if any, do you have in each of the following? Election officials in Democratic states, a great deal of trust, a fair amount of trust, not much trust, no trust at all.
Not much trust.
Not much trust in Democratic states? Not much trust, right?
Well... No, just a minute.
They're asking if how much trust do you have in officials in Democratic states, states that are Democrats.
That have Democrats?
Yeah,
oh,
they are
Democratic
states. Do you have a great deal of trust, a fair amount of trust, not much trust, or no trust at all?
Well, a fair amount.
Okay,
thank
you. Thank you. How about local elections officials in your county, where you're from, in your county? Do you have a great deal of trust, a fair amount of trust, not much trust, no trust at all? Local elections.
I guess probably the same.
Okay,
a fair amount.
Thank you. How about election officials in Republican states? Do you have a great deal of trust, a fair amount of trust, not much trust, no trust at all?
Not a lot of trust.
Not much or no trust at all?
Not much.
Thank you. State election officials in South Dakota, a great deal of trust, a fair amount of trust, not much trust, no trust at all? The state election official, the state, governors.
State.
And,
I'll say fair.
Okay, thank you. Now, which of the following best describes your view of American democracy today? American democracy is under attack. American democracy is being tested. There is no current threat to American democracy.
The first one.
American democracy is under attack. Thank you. Please tell me if you agree or disagree with each of the following statements. It is acceptable behavior for an individual to engage in violence to protect American culture and values. Do you strongly agree, someone agrees, someone disagrees, strongly disagree?
Well, somewhat disagree.
Thank you. The second one is, it is acceptable behavior for an individual to engage in violence to protect American democracy. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, strongly disagree?
Could you repeat it, please?
Yeah, it is acceptable behavior for an individual to engage in violence to protect American democracy. Do you agree with that statement? Somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat disagree, I guess. I don't like the violence at all.
Okay, thank you. And what is your age? Is it between 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, 65 plus?
65 plus.
Thank you. And regarding your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
Female.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you so very much for your participation. Enjoy the rest of your night. Take care. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye. Bye-bye.